but I still smell good. Baby, baby girl, how do I look in my do-rag? Don't lie to me. Let me rock you all night long. I'm trying to impress you, girl. Baby girl,
how do I look in my do-rag?
I'm trying to get intimate. Before, baby, let me know. Ooh. Hey, hey, ooh,
do right.
Hey,
you do right. Did you that trust just for me?
Cause I'm trying to smash.
Hey, yes, sir. You know what time it is. It's your boy Freddie P. With your girl CJ in the building. I am Nation.
By way of unity.
All the way out here in Lakewood, California. Representing the nerd perspective. Out here vibing to this Thundercat.
Next to me, so good, moonlight, love me through the night,
let's make love.
As you can tell, my partners came in feeling real good this episode. What's good, man? We back with another episode. What's good with y'all, man?
We got to do another intro because we can't use that. We're going to get copyright strike.
Man. Hey, sometimes it's worth it.
If you're watching this and you paid good money on Patreon, we appreciate your support.
Bruh. Man, came in with the energy this week.
That's why there's a whole list of like songs I just want to make music videos to in the future when I just have the money to fund my own shit.
Right.
Absolutely.
And I just want to have fun and just recreate or make songs like music videos and shit. Like, this is why I love music.
Nah, for real.
Absolutely. Thundercat is a vibe. Oh, this song is everything. This music video, hilarious.
Man, this is why I DJ at parties.
You know what? Like I used mixing, to be that friend too.
But like if I'm on the aux cord, yeah, that's me.
I was that friend too. Like
that was me my fraternity days.
Go to party song, like the song I would play to get any party jumping.
Right.
To this day.
Right.
It's Suavemente.
Okay.
Suavemente besame.
That's a solid.
Latin people, my Spanish speakers, I'm not about to do that part because I can fake it till I make it, but I ain't gonna get canceled.
See,
you can do that because no, you can do that though.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
I like the song.
I love the song, but it's a come. You cannot tell me once that beat get jumping and they like hold on.
I love that song. My problem is the bigger picture.
What do you mean the bigger picture?
Because at every function I've ever been at, when that song plays,
right,
I know the tone and the sound of this whole party.
Uh-huh.
It's gonna be different for at least the next hour to hour and a half.
Facts.
Okay, yeah, they're not gonna let off.
Nope.
See, mine is more like one wild transition I did at a party once was Suavemente into Burn by Usher.
Oh, that's crazy.
It was a vibe, though.
That's crazy.
It was a vibe.
That's crazy.
The whole party was standing. Some people were standing on chairs, singing with their phones to their face. It was a vibe.
See, I learned a trick a long time ago. I was like, if you ever want any party to actively, like, to get active, it's like you got to make sure the women feel good. Right. So basically, I have a whole playlist, right, that's primarily dedicated to whatever is like popular to get women dancing. Because if they having a good time, then it's like obviously the dudes is going to have a good time.
Absolutely.
But if you only playing music for dudes, the girls is pretty much just going to sit there, like, for the most part.
You know, it's funny because I said this was me in my fraternity days, and since I've left that environment, my music stylings have changed a lot.
Oh, really?
I've noticed.
Really?
Don't get like it's still mixed in there, but it's a lot more chill now.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I went back after a while to this party. It was on a party bus. They're like, hey, Nation, hey, get on the DJ. I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. You may be listening to something different, and you may not like it.
Right.
But no, bro. Hey, you got the best music taste on the bus. They go, all right.
Okay.
Playing some vibes. Not the vibes for this.
Not that vibe for that, yeah.
I heard, what is this? I was like, I told y'all. I wasn't upset.
Don't get mad at me because I warned you.
I was like, right. Somebody want to come take over?
Right. Exactly. See, nobody likes to DJ at parties. I don't know why. That shit fun. You get to control the vibe. You can control the vibe of the place.
Scared to get made fun of.
Has so much power.
They scared.
You have control over a room full of niggas.
They scared.
They are. Don't be scared.
Man, like, dude, because it's like.
Express yourself.
It's like, just like, again, even if you wanted to do something simple, just take my thing for instance, right? It's very simple. What songs do you know that most women, right, whether you see it on social media or around you in your own life, either sing all together when they hear it or want to dance at the same time when they hear it?
I know a song that will get both the men and women jumping.
What's that?
Love by Keisha Cole.
I was just thinking that.
Love.
I was literally just thinking that.
Never knew what I was
thinking. And that's why I'm not a good DJ no more, because I don't think like that anymore.
Yeah, I get
that. I'm playing Nation's Top 40 in the car at all times.
This dude. Oh, in the car, yeah.
No, I mean, like if you ask me to DJ now, you listening to Nation's Top 40 that night.
Oh, okay.
Or whatever playlist out of the hundreds that exactly. I do have can possibly said, fit the vibe.
You're not going to want me.
We're going to listen to this one.
No, I feel that. No, it's a fun little vibe. I just love shit like that. But yeah, you're right. Honestly, like, because a lot of my social life in my early 20s was dancers in the dance environment, any song that there was choreography to. If it's up, then it's lean, then it's been there, and a wop. Yeah. I made it up a level you. That's how I do what I do.
Any song with choreography. And this is going back to just college or?
College and post-college.
Okay.
Yeah. Especially, don't get dancers started with, do not get a dancer started with playing a song that they've done a routine to before.
Right.
Do not get, because them Damn. And all the other niggas that they were in that routine with would start doing that dance in the middle of any environment.
That is facts. We learned that at Valley.
Jeez Louise, but I love it though.
Fucking Valley.
No, that's fire though. No, I completely understand. But then that makes me think of all the songs that could be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we just talking about. It's an echo in here, yeah. We want to thank our official, unofficial sponsors at TKK Radio for sponsoring.
We love y'all.
Our podcast. Thanks, we appreciate Elena. Every love single you. One of you in the crowd for coming out again for another week. Another week. Give a round y'all of applause for yourselves. Yeah. We want to say thank you for coming.
Y'all are wild out here.
Each and every week.
Man.
Dude, I promise I see you every time with that same jacket on. I promise.
I see you.
I appreciate you, dude.
Live studio audience, you can't beat it, and you never know what's going to happen when we're doing a live recording.
Right.
Yeah.
It's what makes this beautiful.
It's the show within the show.
Absolutely. All right. How y'all been this week? We got into a whole other shit.
It's been a blur. I ain't going to lie.
Bro. Oh. That's right. Hold on. We live now. Hold on. I had a question, and I asked them earlier, so they had time to think about their answers. Man. So I had an anime-related question. You know, because we are nerds, right? So,
gumbity.
The question that I had was, you can only pick one of these. Okay. Which one are you choosing? having every devil fruit in One Piece, every stand from JoJo, every transformation from Dragon Ball, every jutsu from Naruto, and all the stuff with the eyes too. Every Bankai.
You can have the Sharingan too.
I'm going off the picture, and it's got the eyes in there. So every Bankai from Bleach.
Okay.
Every Titan from Attack on Titan. Every quirk from My Hero. Or every waifu from anime in total.
Y'all are horny.
So again, it's every devil fruit, every stand, every transformation, every dojutsu, every bankai, every titan, every quirk, or every waifu. All
right.
Before we even start, anybody who even remotely picks that last damn option, y'all are what is wrong. There is no reason that that should even be included.
Horny.
He's horny.
Not everything is about power. I get it, but no. What you gonna really do? Have you thought about that?
I mean,
for men, that's a hard answer. There's how many in one room? A woman could.
They're just gonna
lot.
Be all standing around, just waiting.
Somebody's gonna have a logical answer for this.
I mean, okay, this isn't my answer, but I'm gonna defend people who choose waifu. I'm gonna defend them real quick because I'm a devil's advocate.
Uh oh.
Like, say if you got every waifu. You got Urza from Fairy Tail and Mikasa from fucking Attack on Titan. Ooh. And they your bodyguards.
Okay.
You got the girls from Food Wars. You got chefs right there.
Okay.
You got 5-star. You know what I mean? Michelin. Like, you gotta. Okay. It's not always about being horny. You got people to help you out in life.
What if they don't like you?
That's going to be damn near impossible. They like everybody.
Well, I mean, it says you like.
You can it says you
them.
Get him.
Yeah.
They didn't say they like you. They still have their personalities, I'm assuming, right?
I mean, then you just like.
You can get your ass.
I would assume you would get it in your favor. Like, oh yeah, I'm going to give you every devil fruit, but they don't work. Like.
But I feel like that will be the case. Because like, I mean, okay, granted, I know you're more ahead of me in One Piece. So I don't know what happens when you get more than two devil fruits. And I'm finna find out. I'm coming back from my hiatus soon. But I feel like that's damn near impossible. You might implode.
That's one of my problems with, like, okay. with getting every quirk.
You might implode. Like, look at Deku. He got 5 quirks.
Even All For One don't got all the quirks.
Okay.
And look at how fucked up his face is.
Okay, wait.
He tried to use more than 4 and this shit start bubbling.
Boosh,
like,
boosh, boosh, boosh.
Exactly. You got to know what percent to use to not.
And that's why my answer is
delete easy. Yourself. Okay, so.
What is your answer?
Right.
I'm taking every transformation in Dragon Ball.
Okay.
What would you say? What was your answer?
I got a long-winded answer, so you should go first.
Okay, so.
I'll explain mine later, too.
Okay. Yeah.
Because there is thought behind it.
So, same. So, I found the question. So, I had obviously had time to think about it. I also picked every transformation. And logically, you know, there are answers to some of those questions about having, you know, multiple of everything, yada, da, da, da. I figure if I have access to every transformation, it really doesn't matter about the other ones. Because if I have Ultra Instinct, I have the ability to dodge everything that you're throwing at me. And again, we're talking about everything canon. We're not just talking about stuff that's happened to Goku or Vegeta. That's every transformation. So it's not what one person has achieved in their span on the show. It's everything. So any transformation that's ever been canonized in that show, I have access to. So I'm already God tier.
I'm just having fun.
Right. And it's accessible whenever I wanted to. So even if you're a Titan, you ain't touching me. If you have every quirk, you'd have to figure out how to control all of them. If you had every Bankai or what? You got a bunch of swords?
You got a bunch of spiritual pressure.
You got a bunch of swords. That's dope. Right?
Zoro times 20.
I'm going to turn you to a reel.
Right. Every jutsu, doesn't that only work if the other person has chakra as well? And that's an in-universe thing? So you ain't taking that outside of the show. stands.
Don't talk shit.
I don't know about. I don't know. I don't watch JoJo, so I don't know.
The JoJo community will come for you.
I know. Okay. They're, I know
they're going to miss with Ultra Instinct.
I'm just saying they're OD. I know that. I'm just saying, like, I don't know enough about JoJo to say if it's better or not. I'm just saying if I have access to what I've seen in Dragon Ball already, okay, it's still not. It's not impactful enough. And then Devil Fruit,
you're going
it has to a, it has an obvious drawback just with the fact that you can't swim. Like,
see, oh.
See, this is where I was stuck, and I was stuck between a couple. It was two. It was just two. And one of them being every Devil Fruit, because I already don't know how to swim. So what drawback is that going to do for me? A fish is already going to drown. Hey. So, like,
you know?
Wow. She said, you know, double it and pass it to the next person.
So
I already can't swim. Just give me the powers.
Nah, exactly. But I still think that somebody eating every single devil fruit will implode, which is why my answer is every stand from JoJo. And I'm going to explain why.
Okay.
First of all, I have to explain why I'm not doing some of the others. Every Titan, I would have a year to live. Sorry, correction. 6 months.
Really? And
you guys got to watch the show.
Ah.
You guys got to watch. Well, not really, but it's like I'm cutting my lifespan short. I feel like Damn. The same with Quirks.
I just thought that meant they're too destructive to control like that.
Oh.
I mean that too.
And you have to like, you got to break skin to activate your stuff, right?
You got to hurt yourself.
Like, I knew that because I always see
it's a very,
I saw that biting thing.
Like hell, it's a very, you have to do it yourself. Like hell no.
Or
bro.
Some, I mean,
what if you don't, just don't feel like it that day?
Like, bro, that's yeah. Like, because you think it's like it's not just biting your hand. Like you gotta it's break pain. Skin, bro.
Yeah. You really like yeah. One, I'm not gonna spoil much for y'all if y'all want to watch it. But one of the girls who can turn into a Titan on the show has a ring on her thumb that, like, if she flicks it, it's like a sharp hook. And she uses that to cut herself to ignite her Titan powers.
You at least it's quick.
Trip. No. No, 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 no.
And you have ultra, hook. But, like, it like, and you have, like, ultra healing, like, anyway. But, you know, that's not going to work. Every quirk, like, I ain't trying to be like my boy Deku. Or All for One. Yeah, no thanks. I don't know much about Dragon Ball. Damn, there's a lot in there, but I'm gonna leave it at that. I choose JoJo's because there's a quirk, not a quirk, there is a stand for everything. You know, like, and I'm gonna combat y'all with what y'all were saying, how, like, Ultra Instinct, you can't be touched, right? That's what y'all were saying, you're gonna see everything that's getting thrown at you.
That's just with Goku, but yeah.
In JoJo's, there's a stand that can literally stop time.
Mm.
And literally fuck you up while time is stopped.
Okay.
I have experience with that would hit.
I will say, that's why I was like.
It depends how the time is being stopped.
Right. That's why I was like, if, that's why I'm not all the way up to like, oh yeah, where is canon Goku at the end of whatever is supposed to be him. Like, I know what he could
he's
be.
He's dangerous.
Exactly. So I'm like,
I've been spoiled on a couple of things.
If I'm that, like, in-game Goku, like, you know what that is. Because you know what story he's based off of originally. It's like Journey to the West, Son Goku, like, Wukong, all that. That's like, that's why I'm like, other than, I would assume JoJo's was like that because I know the stands are very OD. I know there's stuff that stops time. Yeah. I know there's the zipper dude.
Oh my gosh. Like, I love him.
Zipper dude.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Like, it's, yeah.
That was actually the season that, I'm going to be real, it took me about 3 seasons to get into JoJo.
Really?
Damn.
It took me a minute to actually get into that show.
3 seasons?
Yeah. Technically no. 4, because season 1, the way it's set up on Netflix, is actually 2 seasons, but they just put it all together. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it took me Josuke. half of like the second, like half of Joe Tadros season, and but mostly Josuke season, for me to really be in that bitch. And then Giovanna, oh my gosh, that was a great season. I love their gaudy outfits, but they really are, the stands are so versatile. Like, you can, just having every stand, you could literally rule the world and have control over Earth, like Avatar type shit. Control over everything, over time, over space, like the universe, and just like electricity, healing and plants and reanimation. Like, and just be strong as fuck too.
Yeah, see, I knew JoJo's was OD. Like, I just didn't know, like, to what extent. I was like, there has to be something that makes
sense. To an extreme extent. Like, I feel like having every stand, like, you would be untouchable. Way more than having every transformation from Dragon Ball. Untouchable. I mean, like, Titans might have them with that beastly strength and whatnot, but if you can shift time and literally, like, you over here, now you over there, like, nigga.
Hey, instant transmission.
That's what that shit is.
I'll take.
That's one thing I'm just, know.
I need to know how the time is being played with. Because if it's light hit, I don't even need Ultra Instinct for that.
I'm going to say, like.
But it sounds like it's more than, it's bending time and matter at the same time. Is that more what it's like?
I mean, essentially, yes.
Okay, that might be a problem.
Because I'm like.
I got to watch it. And you can
switch.
You
can, like, there's stands that can switch people's bodies.
Yeah, see, because I'm like, isn't Goku like an angel or not an angel? He he trains with a priest. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that stuff would translate, because if he's playing with like Zeno, then Zeno can just do this and then wipes out whole universes. So that's literally on that same level. So I'm like. Which, how, again, that's why I'm like, I'm not as caught up in what canon is for that. I just know.
Oh, okay. I don't think Goku training with Grand Priest is canon.
Okay.
That just is like what people see as a natural progression right now, which makes sense.
Gotcha.
Based on who he's training with in canon. Mm. Like he's training with like more than just Whis on like angel level type shit.
Right.
So, like, that's the natural progression that they're looking at. Everything you said about why you chose transformations, it echoes for me. But then there's a personal reason as well, because I like having that power to myself in terms of, like, it's just me.
Mm.
Like, almost like I get all that. The reason why I feel like, I feel like I could see JoJo's being stronger, but it's almost like there's somebody with me now. And it's like it's not as personal for me now.
What do you mean?
Like, does the stand fight for you, or is it just like that representation of like what power you're using and you're still doing the combat? A little bit of both?
Technically, the stand is fighting. Stands are fighting stands. Only stand users can see each other's stands.
Okay.
So, like, you can only, like, fight, like, stands can only really be used on stand users.
It's a little like JJK with curse users can only, or you can only exercise curses with cursed energy.
Yeah.
I was going to say, okay. It's like Digimon's, like, Pokemon's, like, fate.
Yeah, exactly. You have another entity that kind of fights for you. You do take damage. Like, if your stand is injured, like, injured to an extent, you know? But, yeah.
Okay, so, yeah.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
I like the idea of it's me doing it.
Okay, yeah. I get that.
Like, I'm dodging shit.
Oh, can you imagine having SS... Ooh.
That's what I'm saying,
four,
like...
Four, dog? Oh, man.
Mystic form.
Right?
King Piccolo transformation. Just get big as shit. I can become a Titan.
Right. And he said every. Oh, they didn't say what.
I can combine.
Race. Right. They said every. They didn't say just from what. Just the whole.
I become Ultra. A Titan and activate Ultra Instinct and then do what I know is canon right now.
Exactly. Give me Ultra Ego.
Give me some fucking projections. Make a bigger me.
Right. Give me Broly and Ultra Ego. Yeah, we solid. Yeah, I'm solid. I'm solid. Yeah. But anyway, before we get stuck on these fantasy power trips.
Oh my gosh, that was a great question.
Hey, man. Okay.
We gotta do the same thing with just regular powers, because I've thought about that one a lot more.
Hell yeah.
I thought about the drawback. We had a conversation about it one time, like drawbacks to certain powers.
Yes.
Yeah.
In real life. Yeah.
Yeah, like in real life scenarios.
Yep. For the gamers out there. There's a new leak from Amazon Italy that has revealed that a DLC character for the upcoming Mortal Kombat 1 will be Omni-Man from the Invincible universe. It is also rumored that Peacemaker from the DC universe is said to be a DLC
character.
Omni-Man in Mortal Kombat?
Omni-Man in Mortal Kombat.
They just gonna get...
And Peacemaker.
Okay, you know what? Hold on.
Are rumored to be DLC characters.
Are they gonna get... Are they reskins?
Of who?
Who? I don't know.
Who would Omni-Man be a reskin of? Because there's the same company making Justice?
That's what I'm thinking. I don't know.
Would they reskin Superman?
That's what I'm thinking. Just like moveset wise.
Hell no.
Like,
I think you would notice, but
would they? I think they would.
They might.
Because completely honestly, like Omni-Man's fighting style would be completely different.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's what I was thinking. Like, I don't think that's like fair. Just because, like, that's a lie. Actually, I don't know. I could kind of see it working.
If they added brutality, it's going to be dope.
Imagine, like, it's like, just...
actually, Omni-Man is,
do him like he did Mark?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's the brutality?
That's a train just spotted. Yo, hey.
Then he end up on a rock.
Come on
think,
now.
Mark. Think. Think, Raiden.
That was one of the most savage shit I've ever seen. And I don't really watch television for real. So that was so fucking savage.
Peacemaker could be fun.
If they got to give him a unique friendship.
Yeah, see, Peacemaker makes sense because Mortal Kombat is known for like collabing and having DC skins.
They're
and shit.
Owned by WB, who also owns DC.
You think they gonna reskin Terminator for Peacemaker's moveset?
No.
Okay, cool. I have to ask these questions.
No, couldn't be.
It's just some questions.
You could not get away with that.
Yo,
that would be horrible. Also, apparently there's an Alien versus Predator anime that is supposedly entirely complete.
Oh yeah, with Disney, right?
But Disney is not releasing it for some reason. It's like what could they be holding on to it for? Like,
I'm hoping they realize that this franchise just needs to go home.
What?
Let it go.
You don't like ABP?
It's not that I don't like it. It's just, to me, it's very overexposed.
Mm. How so?
It's almost like Fast and Furious now. It's just, but it reaches out to more than just movies. The games. And I'm not saying they're all bad. I'm just saying, like, I would rather just have something, like, new. Or take that same concept and change it up or something.
Mm. Honestly, you guys know me. I haven't seen Alien versus Predator.
What's different about it is a different perspective on is that it's an anime. Mm-hmm. So, like, that is intriguing, but...
Especially with this particular...
It's probably more so that all of Hollywood is just about remakes right now, so it's just not helping.
Yeah. Like,
Hollywood is always going to be remakes.
I think that's what's really burning me out.
It went into the same story.
Okay.
5 million different ways.
Pretty much. And then, like, Disney anime. Like,
is no one coming to see our movies? Because they freaking suck.
Hey, yeah.
Hire new directors.
A lot of creators that's going to be fixing that pretty soon.
Shout out to the men and women and everyone else that is currently in that strike going on. Yeah, the WGA in Hollywood.
Strike. Yes.
For fuck real. AI.
We support you.
Fuck AI.
On me. If ain't nobody told you, you got love over here at YFT, you feel me?
Yeah.
Want to make sure we send love to the men and women out there doing their thing.
You cannot replace human writers.
Facts.
And they do so much work that they deserve to be paid a livable wage.
Livable.
They make
more than just livable.
All of your shows look good with their writing.
Man, saving careers, making careers.
All your favorite shows that had badass monologues or anything like that, somebody wrote that.
Right.
Right. And you have to also remember, like, the late night TV show hosts, like, they have writers for their teams.
Facts.
So if you like any of those late night live shows, then yep.
Jimmy Kimmel, right. Jimmy Fallon, SNL.
I saw Jay Leno this weekend. Jay Leno.
Man, shout out to them folks over there.
Yes, get absolutely. Your bread.
Facts. Get your paper.
Y'all deserve it.
Facts. Oh, and if anybody out there is looking for an alternative little, you know, date spot, you feel me, for the competitors out there, right?
Uh-oh.
There is a basketball version
of Top Golf.
Called Jump Shot Live.
I just sent that to somebody today.
It is in development, and Lakers assistant coach Phil Handy is on board as a member. So in the near future, there will be a basketball-themed Top Golf.
Yeah, it's coming up this year in Atlanta. So we making a trip or nah is bum, my
bum,
question.
Bum.
We making the trip or nah?
Or we making it... Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. I literally just sent that to somebody today. That's fucking funny that you said that. Nah, I want to go. Yep. I used to be good at basketball.
They got crazy memes on this stuff already. Dudes talking about crossing their girl up on the first date.
I ain't going to lie. I just see a lot of fights.
After three tequila shots, I'm going to be in there acting like day. Ron Artest, giving out elbows. Me heading back to get a whiskey ginger after going 3-4-11.
You know what the funny thing is like, I am not a competitive person.
I am genuinely not. But I'm not crazy.
Yeah, that too.
Right, like, don't do all that.
Like, my thing is, I will, like, somebody told me this. I went to Dave and Buster's with somebody. They were like, we were playing the games, and I would lose some. I would win some, and every time I was like, hey, good job, and like high five. And they later told me, he's like, yeah, I was completely thrown off. And this is somebody who's extremely competitive.
Oh.
Like, I was completely thrown off that you were high-fiving me when you lost. It was like, I had to look back at the score like, did I win or no?
She was like, I'm just having fun.
No, for real.
I feel you.
I just be having fun. I enjoy the process of the game.
Me
and Tierra be competitive at Dave and Buster.
See,
I can't go with y'all because Tierra's gonna be like, I'm going out somewhere. You gonna be like, I'm going out somewhere.
No. Like after the game ends, like we can joke and talk shit.
Okay, cool.
While the game's going, I'm beating your ass.
Yeah.
And it's the only time you'll hear me say that.
Somebody gonna be in there tearing their ACL.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, I'm
trying to be Derrick Rose.
Tearing the ACL at Dave and Buster's is wild.
Only first move. Take your day ankles on the first. Like, come on, man.
Only move you're going to be seeing me doing, if anything, is the LeBron James fuck you three. That's all I'm moving. I'm not moving no more than that.
You going to take a whole shot and just.
That's fucking funny.
Not like that. That helped.
Are y'all ready to get into this week's topic?
Man, what are we talking about?
We,
what's on
slate? We're talking about one of the biggest tropes in most animes. Okay. The power of friendship.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about people being horny.
I mean that too.
Gotcha.
I mean, aren't they the same?
I mean, they like friendship.
I'm joking.
They'd be like right here.
Teeter totter.
Every other episode.
I guess my question is, to what point do you put too much into your friendships?
Hmm.
Because, like, think of Naruto.
Great question.
That nigga. I will forever, like, I will forever just laugh at Naruto. Because this man is truly in love with this nigga Sasuke. Like, when women on social media talk about how men are really, like, in love with their guy friends, but they just wouldn't have sex with them, that's Naruto and Sasuke. This man held multiple rescue missions for this nigga. A nigga who didn't want to get got.
That's what y'all be saying?
Not y'all. Don't put me with that. That's what some women on social media say. And, you know, it's the way some men treat women and the correlation to how they treat their friends. It really be looking like y'all'd rather be in relationship with your niggas, but you just wouldn't sleep with them. That's what some women are saying on social media. I am not one of them, so I do not know the full details and the spectrum of why they say that. So don't ask me no more questions.
I've seen that discourse.
Yeah.
On Twitter.
It's on TikTok and Instagram a little bit too.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah, but that's how deep some of y'all friendships go. You know what I'm saying? So, like, where's the limit where you, it's like, man, I'm doing everything for this person. And they ain't doing shit for me.
I really think it depends on your capacity to give, for one. And I think it depends on what your expectations are for friends.
Well, here, that's the thing. Say you have zero, like, say you have the unlimited capacity for giving. Like, you will just keep giving.
So.
And then you have no expectation of getting anything back but the likelihood of people abusing that kindness and knowing that you're like that.
So. I guess kind of devil's advocate would be like, well, if you had no expectations, then how would you be able to recognize what abuse is?
Ooh. We're diving into childhood trauma.
I mean, because, yeah, like, boundaries are, like, how you know, like, where too far is. And for, you know, as you get older, that comes with experience. Like, your comfortability in different areas in life comes with you pushing the boundary of what's comfortable to you. Like, you know, when you were a kid, you might have been afraid to, you know, walk down the street by yourself. Then you get to, like, your teenage years and you get more comfortable doing that because you've broken that boundary before and, like, over and over and over again. So, you know, I think that, at least for me, it depends on, like, what my expectation is for that relationship. Like, if, because again, I always have to look at it from a different perspective. I grew up an only child. So it's like my capacity for interpersonal relationships is different from somebody who may have had siblings where you constantly have other people in your space.
Mm-hmm.
You grew up with naturally having people, like, step on your boundaries, right? I don't have to share with nobody. Right. Not from a selfish standpoint, but just from the perspective of I didn't have to. Right. Giving to somebody else. It wasn't because I had to when you were family and I did that. Like, it was always strangers.
Yeah.
Like, I had to create those relationships every single time. So when we're talking about friendships, it's like, when is too much for me? Again, like, my interactions with people would be different. So it's like, again, for me, too much would be, what is my expectation? If we're friends, it's like, I don't expect to, at this age, hear from you every day. Not because you don't care, but because I figure you're living life. Right? It's like, again, you go through life every day just like I do. You have ups, downs, highs, lows. You have family. You have friends. You have relationships that you pursue, work. Right? If you have a different religion, you have that you deal with. If you have you know, whatever the case may be. And again, we're older. You have a lot of stuff in life now that affects what you deal with on a daily basis. But it's like, again, being upfront about your intentions. Some people just assume that, again, oh, friends is the same thing it meant when I was 8 years old. Friend is the same thing it meant when I was 12 years old.
Yeah, and it don't. See, nobody says that shit. Nobody talks about that shit. See, it's so interesting. Because I have a different perspective on it, Freddie, of, like, just the only child thing. Because I grew up an only child, too. But because I grew up an only child, I craved friendships. I craved having people to talk to. Because I was alone a lot of the time in my room, you know. Yep. And so, like, that's where it was. And I put so much emphasis on those friendships. It ended up biting me in the ass a lot of the time. Like, you know, it's where you're so caring and you're so sometimes genuine. And not saying that other people aren't genuine, but whether it be social expectations don't align, morals don't align, trust doesn't align.
Right.
It creates a rift, essentially.
Yeah. No, you're right.
And so it's like growing up now, of course, I have a completely different view, you know, from back then. But because it's like different stages. You have like your childhood, then you have like that late teens, early 20s, and then you have everything else.
Right.
Pre-healed, post-healed.
Nah, for real.
Oh, but it's like I used to, how do I word this? I used to not give my whole self to people. Only certain people would know me in a certain way. It was like if you put all of the people that knew me in one room. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase. If you put every single one person from every single group of people that I know in a room and they start talking about me, they will not know who the fuck they're talking about. That's how it used to be.
Right.
It's like my personality was this way with my dance friends. My personality was this with my college friends. My personality was this with my family.
Right.
This was my personality was this with my music friends. And this with my like other interpersonal relationships, you know, like or my coworkers. You know, nobody would be talking about the same fucking person.
Right.
So, but now, as I've been living more authentically and in more my I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Of what people think, it's just like you just get the same shit now.
Bruh, I just thought about this while you was talking. I look at it like this when we're talking about being able to tell, or it was two things. Like, of course, when you're younger, it was the same thing for me as well. Like, you wanted to have friends because it was just you. And it was like, you knew how to be by yourself, but it was like you wanted to be able to engage with other people, like especially other kids that were your age, because it was like, duh, like that's what all kids want to do. Like you want to have that acceptance from your peers. And it was like I was fortunate enough to have a personality where I could talk to other kids, but it was like imagine that for somebody else. You know what I mean? Like it was
socially awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it was difficult. And then the other thing, was like when you're an only child and you have to create those relationships every time, it's like when you're comparing it to someone who's grown up with siblings, you've had someone in your space that you built trust with. So when you go out and you try to date other people and it doesn't work or you get hurt, you have something to come back to outside of yourself that knows you and can check you on that. But
loneliness.
When you're an only child, you only have yourself to go back to. Yeah, you can probably talk to your mom or your dad or whoever if you have the ability to do that. Or a certain, like, or maybe you have a group of friends, maybe. But it's not the same thing as having a built-in, like, this person grew up with me, knows my flaws. So when I go out and try stuff in the world and it doesn't work and I get my feelings hurt or whatever, I can come back to somebody that knows me and is on the same level, not like a parent, but is a peer that also knows me like family, rather than anytime I went through something, it was just me. Like I had to take accountability for that and work on it by myself. So it's like, it's different when we look at friendships, because for us, it's more like you can say like we're friends, but it's more like it's acts of service.
Ooh, yes.
Cause we really, for most kids who are single kids, for like your only child, it's really acts of service when it comes to friends, because like we're cool doing stuff for other people, but it's like it doesn't matter what you tell us when it comes to that. It's like, what are you showing me?
Yeah.
It's like, I show up for y'all, no question. I don't care. Like, I don't expect anything in return. But it's like, I've always been the person that's had to do that. Because it's like, I only have me to go back on. I'm not worried about you. If you don't reciprocate, cool. I've always had me anyway.
Right. You know, ooh, yeah. That's that only child syndrome right there. Because same shit. It's rough. Like, it gives loneliness a whole new meaning. Mm-hmm. I always say this.
Man.
My loneliness isn't a lack of people. I can call these niggas whenever I want and be like, hey, let's hang out tomorrow. Or I have a friend's like, hey, come over. Or let's go get a drink or whatever. That's not my loneliness. My loneliness is when I'm sick and I'm having one of my breathing episodes and I can barely carry my groceries up the stairs myself and I'm really struggling. I have nobody to help me. That's a new level of fucking loneliness. Or I get in a car accident. I ain't got nobody that'll know where the fuck I am. You know? Mm. It's like nobody can reach my mom. My mom now has your numbers and you have her number for those emergency situations. But, you know, it's like, you know, there's no sibling that you did everything with or y'all like moved out to the same city together or anything. Right. Like, you don't have that go-to person. Mm-mm. And, you know, especially being an only child, you don't want to be a burden on people right. with your issues. And so it's like you don't have that person that can go to. Yeah, you can go to your parents, but, you know, sometimes your parents are going to give you advice. And sometimes you just want somebody to listen.
Yep.
And not saying that your parents can't do that, but they always, like, they're trying to help you out and help you with what's best for you.
They can't.
Right. Parents okay. gonna be parents. They
parents gonna be parents.
It's okay.
But you know, it's like just having that person to kind of confide in. It doesn't exist.
Right.
You have to, like you're saying, go out of your way to create that friendship. And sometimes those friendships don't last. And like, I know I'm slightly jaded, but you know, I know that friendships don't last and you can't trust everybody. And when you go through that enough times, it kind of gets hard to figure out, okay, who can I really trust? So you just retreat inward.
Right.
Exactly. You know, and that's a dangerous space to be in. Yep. Please don't do that. Please don't do that.
I don't think talk don't to think somebody. I don't think people get
they
it.
They don't. It's such a, it's where people pleasing starts. It's where like, certain levels of anxiety start.
Right.
Certain levels of depression start. And it's because of those feelings of I don't have anybody readily accessible to me that could genuinely understand what I'm going through.
Right. It's like feeling like I got other people, but when I know I'm gonna need it, I don't think anybody has me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And it's like, And again, it's like not wanting to put that burden on other people where it's like, it's not that you aren't doing enough. It's that in those moments, I know that
it'd be better if I just took care of it.
Yeah. Like for a lot of things.
Yeah.
Right.
It'd be easier.
Especially before you find the people that like, you know, okay, like I have no worries about being around you because you can hold yourself accountable and we're on the same page. Like, especially before you find those people, constantly making sure everybody else is good.
Yeah.
And you notice when that's not the priority for others.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they're good, not that they're being selfish, but when you notice that your group, like, everybody straight for you is everything is good, but everybody else is like, if I'm good, group good, all right, cool.
I got two things to say, and I'm going to let you speak, Nation. I'm sorry. You've been so quiet.
I'm only going to add a couple things anyway.
My thing, I say this quite often. I say these two things quite often. One, being selfish isn't a bad thing. You know, people often like associated with a negative trait, which in certain scenarios it can be.
Right.
What makes being selfish bad is when you're in a group of people and like a group of friends or a group of people and everybody is selfish except for you. That's where shit goes wrong.
Right.
Because it's not that they're wrong in being selfish. I'm the oddball out because I am not that way. And so our morals are aligning and our expectations aren't aligning, which is causing a rift. The other thing I had to say is you really gotta be careful about who's in your corner. I always say that there needs to be another word between acquaintance and friend. There needs to be a few more words in between that, because some people are too close
English
to be
trash.
An acquaintance.
Right.
But some people aren't, but those people still aren't close enough to be considered a friend.
Right. I think it's because English is a sucky language.
Yeah.
A comrade.
You know what?
You some.
That's my comrade.
Nah, for real.
That's my comrade. I fuck with that.
I don't know you by name. I may know you by name. I know you're there.
No, it's like those people, like, say old coworkers that you had, that y'all got really cool in, like, social settings and everything, but you know you're not calling that person with your deepest, darkest secrets at the same time. You probably see that person 3 times a year, if anything.
Right.
But, like, again, and y'all have years on you, so, like, they're too familiar to be an acquaintance, but just not close enough to be a friend.
Right. I feel that.
You know?
Yeah, no, I got some of those.
Yeah, and like, where do I categorize you? How do I? It's like I'm trying to get out of just saying, oh, that's my friend for everybody. You're like, oh, my friend this, oh, my friend that. When essentially you're not necessarily my friend, but you're not my friend.
It's right. My guest star. They're coming on special episodes.
Right. They were here on season 8.
Yo, they were a season regular for 4 seasons. Yes. Right.
They had a reoccurring appearance. They in the Hall of Fame.
They were on Grey's, and they were on this life called Grey's Anatomy. Y'all know they're going through like 20th season. They are the One Piece of
white
real
women.
TV.
Oh my gosh. I'm mad he got that all queued up though.
I was waiting. That's I've been crazy. Waiting I'm since mad. I pulled
that
this
is thing that
out.
Is White Woman One Piece though.
I
shout out
want,
Shonda Rhimes.
I just want to preface that we don't talk before this
at all.
There is like no script or anything. So the fact
not
that
yet.
You had that shit queued up and you had no idea when you were going to use,
I've been staring at it
today.
This
of
is
all
why
days.
Nation is. In charge of this shit. This is why Nation is a fucking genius, my G.
This is what he does.
Staring at that shit for 3 weeks.
For 3 weeks.
He was scheming, like, you know what? It's coming. My opportunity. He was waiting on it.
How funny.
Yeah, man. It's like, you know, we all grew up watching anime. So it's like I think we all took something away from the importance of maybe if we didn't have that friend, at least being that friend, because
yes.
we saw what it meant to someone else to at least have somebody that believed in them.
Yeah, like, it was like even, you were either the Naruto or you were the Sasuke,
right?
Or you were Shikamaru,
right? It's like you could have been that person that was like, well, you know what, nobody else got me, blah blah blah, whatever. Yeah, easily. I think we've all had those moments at different points in our lives, but it was like, just based on who our characters were, it didn't turn out that way.
Absolutely.
It's like, so, you know, with having the difficulties of whether you were an only child or you had siblings or whatever the case may be, of creating friendships and trying to find who to trust and how much to trust someone, when to trust them, how much to tell, you know, when to cut people off, which is also another difficult part of a relationship.
Boy.
It's like, it is important in those moments to, you know, to know that it does, your character does come into question as well when it comes to your friendships.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like, you said, you can either be the Sasuke or you can be the Naruto, right? It's like, I think to a lot of people, it means something, which is why they resonate with anime the way that they do, to have or to be that person that when someone was at their lowest, you reached out to try and help them.
Yeah.
To know that there was somebody there that cared when it felt like nobody else did.
And that's why the dynamic of the trio of anime is dynamic. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, you look at Nabara, Itadori, and Megumi. You know, it's like three completely different personalities. But at the end of the day, they down for each other.
Goats.
Fun fact, if you didn't know, the triangle is the strongest shape, period.
Three is a magic number. Shout out Schoolhouse Rock.
Hence YFT, if you didn't get it by now. If you don't know, now you know, nigga. Yeah. Nation, as the only person here with siblings, or sibling.
Biological.
Right.
You know, I don't think my sibling has much to do with how I view friendship. Only because we were very close, like always, but our relationship in terms of like hanging out was always when we were younger. And like the older we got, the more we kind of went to our separate circles, but we always knew we had a home with each other. But I think anime shaped my view of friendship more than I low-key realized until probably thinking about it just now. Because it was, I want to say, a combination of Dragon Ball Z and Yu-Gi-Oh! Yu-Gi-Oh! Was the more prevalent factor, and that was more so because I was blessed with a very good core group of friends when I was younger, from elementary to middle school. So there wasn't a lot of people kind of exiting my life in and out because I was sheltered. So I wasn't even really out to do that. So if I had someone that I had their number, then I always knew I had, you know, I was texting somebody and wasn't really out to get in trouble or have anything happen that could jeopardize any friendships or anything like that. And once again, just blessed because they were genuinely good people. So that didn't really start happening till high school when I started, you know, seeing the revolving door of people start to come in and out. And Yu-Gi-Oh! Helped shape me because since I had my core group of friends, like I felt like I always had my people.
Yeah.
Like, okay, even if I lost every single person I knew, I have my squad. Even if we were all going in different directions, like one of us is an engineer right now, one of us is a EMT who be saving lives on the daily. One of us is an entrepreneur, but kind of going back to school, going into nursing. One of them is about to be a doctor. So it's like,
salute.
They're all in different directions, but I know we were just all together. Like, and right. I'm like, okay, yeah. It felt like day one. But what ended up happening was, since I knew we're going to be in different paths, and I know I am a social person, but as I'm getting older, I'm starting to slow down a lot more, stay in my cocoon.
Squidwards.
Oh, I'm fully Squidward now.
This dude.
I'm fully Squidward right now. I'll be honest.
Wait till he hit the gym consistently.
Him and his clarinet.
He's going to get crazy energy out of nowhere. Watch.
Hey.
He's been on hiatus. Just watch. He's been in rehab. Just wait.
Not rehab.
Rehab. Watch.
I was Squidward at my smallest. It's in here.
Yeah,
you're gonna see me post more maybe, but I'm gonna be in the house.
I'm gonna be posted up on the couch. I go to the nation. Go to the front yard. Take some pictures. Mm-hmm. And go back inside.
Oh, hey, the sun good. Hold on.
I'm gonna tell you right now, because he talking about him and his girl gonna be in the gym together. They gonna be outside. They might not post being outside and be like wait. They in the house, but they gonna be outside.
I can't wait for y'all to be outside.
Hey, low key, when the money right, we gonna be outside more.
I'm telling you all.
But this is the thing. I know me, and I now know her. Even if we want to be outside, I know there is at least 70% possibility that 2 hours into outside, we're going to give each other that look to be like, hey, it's time to go.
Hey, that's cool.
And that's great. Also, there's a way to be cheap outside too. I don't be spending money.
I don't be doing nothing now.
Listen, I don't know about y'all, but okay, I go out by myself a lot, and y'all know this. I'm fucking sober. I don't drink. If anything, the only time I drink when I'm out by myself is at a restaurant, having like a cute little cocktail with my meal or some shit. But if I'm going to a club or like a social environment by myself, I'm not drinking.
Right.
I have a grand ass time. And honestly, like, even at Irv's thing the other day, I was, after you left, I was vibing. I was just straight vibing. And it's like, you know, people gravitate to whatever energy that they feel like they can fuck with.
I feel it. I think
that's how I make friends.
I think I'm feeling the age I'm at right now. I don't have a lot of personal space. Mm. So the moments where I can get it feel a lot better.
Yeah.
But it comes in burst. Mm-hmm. Like that intro in the beginning. It comes in burst.
It was hype.
But what I think Dragon Ball kind of got me with in terms of friendship was having enough strength in my own ability and who I am to walk away from friend groups. Because that's what happened often starting high school. I had to leave this friend group, had to be comfortable being alone here, had to be comfortable not associating with people from my college because I know this is not who I should be talking to. I know we're teammates and we need to bond and now had to do that in CSUN with friends I made in my film classes, do that with fraternity because I'm not really talking to a lot of those people right now or even really affiliated with it. You know, had to do it recently and we was all a part of that. So it's like I had to continuously be strong enough in myself to be like, am I okay being alone? And the answer was always yes.
Yeah.
But it wasn't because how I feel now of just like, I don't have the space anymore. It's just, it was more so, are you okay with the silence? Now I can choose to be outside and be loud. If that makes sense.
Right.
No, a word. Feel you.
Yeah.
But I think it does help that I always know in the back of my head, I could hit up anyone on my core group and be like, you got a couple minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
But it also kind of, I know there's someone I can call too, like if something happens to me physically. So I understand like how you were saying, like you don't have that, or like even you would have to call someone to get to somebody that could help you. Like if I'm around the city or something like that, or if Freddie's around, which is why I'm glad we have this.
Yeah. Right. Nah, I'm appreciative of y'all.
This is like the first
shit I've been going through, and they know.
Because we make content together, but like, this is the first, I guess, group I'll say I've been a part of that more so just feels like, you know, a bunch of friends.
Yeah.
Even though we're specifically three people, like it just feels like a bunch of friends.
Yeah.
So it doesn't feel like I'm in a friend group. It just feels like I have friends.
Friends, right. That. I can go on and in about friend groups, but I am not going to.
Hey, that would be a whole different episode.
I'm not going Patreon. To because that's going right, to be gotta pay a for whole that. Other
Patreon.
Thing. That's going to be a 50 payment type. That's going to be a $50 monthly subscription.
He said Cash App or Zelle.
Hey, fam. Y'all better stop stick. Playing with us.
Nah, for real. I'm not going into that on that note.
Hey, man.
We appreciate y'all.
Nah, for real, man.
Y'all coming with the funds.
Nah, for real. Let us know in the comments how anime has shaped your views on friendships. Let us know how you felt about this episode. This has been YFT. I'm Freddie P.
I'm CJ.
This is Pay Me Nation.
And we'll see y'all in the next one. Shout out, Mingo.
I'm running. This is so tight, Mingo. Insert cash or select payment
type. This dude. I gotta run. They on my ass. I gotta run. Gotta go fast, man. I gotta run. They on my ass. Man. I gotta run. Gotta go fast, man. I gotta run. Insert cash or select payment type. They on my ass. I gotta run. Gotta go fast, man. I gotta run. They on my ass. I gotta run. Gotta go fast. Who knows?
I gotta
leave. Right, you
gotta go. Lady in my house. Are my new. I can't do shit. Use your arm.